Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we are back. We are at 'em. We are better than ever. Some could say we're at our best. This is another edition here, the Brilliantly Dumb Show. Joey Coldcuts has entered the chat with a beanie on live from Los Angeles, California. You got Mikey V. You got Joey D. Now, Joseph, I don't think last week went really the way we planned in regards to our push for subscribers.
What do you mean?
Just not the way that we drew it up. I think the approach could have been a little bit different to get the subscribers. Now, we did get a big subscriber push last week, so
So then you would say it worked.
some could say it worked, but maybe not the way that we wanted it. Let's give him another chance at it. Joey D, why don't you tell the folks we're on the quest, as everybody knows, it's very, very well known. We're on the quest to 100,000 subscribers. Joey D, why don't you tell the folks here at the Brilliant Dumb Show why you think they should subscribe?
Well, I mean, Bob, it's not rocket science, right? Subscribe to the Brilliantly Dumb Show, because you know what? You'd be dumb not
I mean, yeah, I guess.
to. I mean, I don't know what to say. I mean, what do we need to be to convince these people? Like, I'm trying to give you an opportunity to enjoy something that's going to significantly
Okay,
improve your
so
day, your week. You know, and like, and get you through bad
I'm going to give
traffic
you a
or
sales
an
pitch for
argument.
Yeah,
Yeah,
I was gonna
let
send
me
it
give
over.
you
Mikey
let
B,
me let me let me give you a sales pitch
why
for why
don't
you
you take it
subscribe.
away, Michael?
All right, bottom line is, this is not about me. This is not about we. This is about us. And when I say us, I mean all of you out there listening and watching this that have been there since we broke ground on this podcast,
Pairing up, Sam.
since the OG COVID happy hours, the Patreon, the Instagram, the very, very early foundations of this podcast and what it was built on. And for us to deliver the highest quality product to you, to give you and to take us where we have to go, and us again as a collective group, listeners, subscribers, watchers, and the boys, to get us where we need to be to deliver the top-notch product, we got to keep building and building and compiling and compiling more and more and more of the faithful, the voiceless, the take of numbers. I call the take of numbers Joey's people because cold cuts, you know, when you go to buy cold cuts at the deli, you got to take a number. So I call his people like the take of numbers. That's what I call them for Joey. So we need all of you. And everybody has to combine as a team and make this happen. And if we do, the product is going to just blow your minds. The bigger and bigger we could get, the better and better
Agree.
of a quality we could deliver. And that's why we're here. And that's why we continue to show up week in and week out. Not about we, not about me. About us.
Wow. Let's give it up
I
for
mean, that was pretty good. The only thing it was a little long. Like if you're doing a sales pitch, this isn't supposed to be quick and to the point, right? Like
I
Brilliantly
mean,
Dumb Show, subscribe.
I
You'd be dumb not to. That's like a one and done, you know?
I mean, it had good feedback, so yeah. I love the
to
passion.
The passion.
The passion. I'm very worried.
Mr.
Dickie V's not in a good way, man. He's not in a good
Why?
way. He's
Yeah.
got
What's wrong with him?
throat cancer, I think. He's got like really bad, like he's not good. He's got like something really fucked up with his vocal cords, and like he's not well. He's not
Yeah.
well. That's a shame. That's not
You
good.
know who he was very close with, Joseph, one of my all-time heroes, Jimmy V. Him and
Yeah.
Jimmy
Yeah. Oh,
V
yeah.
were
Yeah.
very, very tight. Jimmy V showed up at like a work convention, and he gives an hour speech. I watch it on YouTube all the time. It's one of the most amazing speeches I've ever seen. Like,
He's
it's
so
more of like a
good.
motivational type of thing, you know what I mean? But
He's so
you
good.
love that stuff.
So good.
yeah, I do. Yeah, I like to be tough.
Jimmy V was awesome, bro.
But do you know the thing that I hate now that's really big now is like on TikTok and stuff. Now you have the guys like these billionaire guys or like big mogul real estate guys that try and like fire you up and do it like their thing. I
I
hate
mean,
that
that's a
stuff.
lot of people out there. You don't
That's
even
like
have to
that
be a
Andrew Tate.
billionaire.
He's the worst.
No, but the Andrew Tate, that's like a total, but Joe, that's like a total. I get where you're going. That's like a total
Another
different.
polarizing figure.
I'll tell you a guy who I find to be obnoxiously arrogant, and I might take some heat for this. I don't care. He is incredibly,
Is it? I thought this
incredibly.
was going to be your sell.
I got another guy who's arrogant. I got two guys.
Wow. Apparently, Bob's got a couple of guys who grinds his gears.
I got two cells.
Got a lot to get off his chest today.
I got two really arrogant people. Really arrogant people. Okay. First one, Grant Cardone. You ever hear of Grant Cardone?
No idea who that is.
Never heard of Grant
Cardone.
That's
got to be some internet guy. It's got to be an internet guy.
Sure is. Sure is. Yeah. He's a very, he's like a real estate mogul. You could watch. Go watch. There's a thing between him and the Wolf of Wall Street guy, Jordan.
This guy?
Another arrogant. Yes. Go watch that.
This guy can kick rocks. I never even heard of this guy.
Yo, I'm telling you.
He world-renowned entrepreneur.
Yeah, don't get me wrong. He's made a fortune. Usually if I say something shitty about a guy who's rich, Cutsy will be like,
gets richer.
But Bob, he's like, he's got a lot of money, Bob. Like he's made. I'm like, yeah, that's not the point.
Oh, he's
that
got
I'm
a
making.
Real estate firm, the Cardone Capital.
Yeah, it's very, and he does like TED Talks. He comes off extremely.
He looks like a douche.
Yeah. Yeah. I got another arrogant guy, if I can. And then I got another arrogant guy that really, really grinds my gears. Now, this one I think I could take some heat for. I don't care. Football aside, I'm not talking.
This is not. No, this is not a sell, though.
This is. I have another sell. Okay. This is just this.
I know who you're going to say, by the way.
This guy.
I know who you're going to say.
Say it on three. Yeah, if you know.
Let's say it on three. Oh, are you involved here too, Joey D?
No, I'm.
Oh, Joe, you know who Joe. You know who it is. Also,
I think I've said it before.
When he says it, you're going to know, right? You're going to be like, oh yeah.
I think so, but if Mikey says he knows, so I want you guys.
I'm 99% sure.
You're on three.
Right. One, two, three. Nick Sirianni.
Yeah, yeah. I knew he always. Yeah, yeah.
I can't stand him.
No, he's the worst. He's one of the worst ever.
Good.
He's one of the worst ever.
I'm happy to hear that.
When he did the flying last night, he's just.
I tell you what, though, those Eagles look good.
No, but Mike, am I off? Like, did you see him even coming into like his post game conference where he talked about the tush push the
shove, yeah, the brotherly shove,
and he said, "Where's the camera? Where's the camera?" He goes, "If everybody could do it, they would." And I'm not saying he's a bad coach by any means. He's just incredibly arrogant.
Yeah, he's.
I think it's kind of like his persona.
Last year in the Super Bowl, or if it was the playoffs or the Super Bowl, I think it was the Super Bowl. Whatever exchange happened on the field, and Sirianni started jawing at one of the Chiefs players. Actually, I'm pretty positive it was the Super Bowl. There was an exchange between Sirianni and one of the Chiefs players.
Shut him up.
In the Super Bowl, and Hurts literally had to come over and tell him to basically shut the fuck up. If your quarterback is doing that and you're supposed to be the head coach, like, what are you doing? If the quarterback has, and the quarterback's only been in the league a couple of years, he's still like, I don't want to say he's a kid, but he's relatively still a very young guy. You would think Sirianni, his life experience is so much greater at this point, but that's just so embarrassing. He's a jackass. He's just a jackass. That's what he is.
And as far as the Eagles go, Jalen Hurts is so likable. Like they have a likable team. He really is.
AJ Brown is pretty likable.
I agree. I think he is.
And Devonta Smith is pretty likable.
Another one. They have class acts of Cosworth, but I can't root for them because of this guy. He is such a jackass, just like Mikey V said.
The players, there's got to be a good contingency of players that think the same thing in that locker room, but they don't say anything. There has to be. There has to be.
I wish I had that team right now, man. I'll tell you that much.
You and me both, buddy.
We got Grant Cardone and we got Nick Sirianni. Joe, who's a guy that you find arrogant? And then we'll send it over to Mikey V.
I've said it. I'm going to double down. I've said it before. I'll say it again. I publicly announced it on this podcast. And you guys know who it is. It's a guy who doesn't do much and thinks that he is the king of the fucking world.
Oh, my God. No. Not Hasbulla again.
No,
not
no. Hasbulla. No, he's not.
No. Hasbulla's the fuck. This is not Hasbulla.
I know where he's going. I don't want to go there. He's
I forgot.
This guy thinks that he runs Las Vegas and everything that goes with it because of the UFC is buffer. This guy is the most.
Oh my God.
Wow, Bob thought Dana White was going to take a strain. He was about to he was about to close his computer and shut the show down.
I like Dana White. What are you talking about?
The UFC.
I've said it before.
No, you have.
And by the way, if you watch more on him, he walks around like his shit don't stink, man. I'm sorry. You know what? He adds value to them when he does the announcement, but he walks around there like he is King Tut. It is the most I can't with that guy, man. And his brother's better anyways.
We're an accountability first program here. And if we're wrong and if we need to take accountability, we're going to do it. And I will say, give credit where credit's due. The more I looked on it, I think that Joey D take has aged very well.
I'm still a fan of his. I love the fan. I'm just saying, big fan.
I love what he does.
You could be a fan of him, but you can still admit that the guy is extremely arrogant.
I don't know, because I guess maybe I just don't like. Here's the thing: his realm, his entire existence on this planet, in my eyes, right now, he may be a father. He's obviously probably a father, a son, a brother, a family member. He probably has many roles in this life, but I feel I'm very good at compartmentalizing people for exactly what purpose they serve me. The only purpose that Buffer serves me is to say it's time for a UFC pay-per-view. I don't really read into anything else outside of that. That's his arena. I really don't like, I haven't looked into how he is outside of that, what he does outside. I could care less. All I want you to do is come into the octagon and say it's time. And right now he does that better than anybody else. So I got to give him credit for that. His existence outside of that realm, I could really care less about. I know that sounds very cold-hearted and shallow, but it's the truth. It's the honest to God's truth.
Joe, what time is it in Los Angeles?
Is that Bazooka Bubblegum?
This guy just pulled out.
Bazooka Joe. Look at that.
You talk about one of the all-time psychopath moves. This guy just pulled out of Bazooka Bubblegum.
Good gum.
Oh, it's great gum.
Good gum.
It's a first half bubblegum.
Yeah. No doubt about it. Yeah. Very much like Juicy Fruit. Well, Juicy Fruit's like Juicy Fruit. It's a first quarter gum.
Yeah, you're lucky to get.
It's a first drive.
Yeah, you're not. Yep.
You don't score a touchdown on that drive. You're screwed.
That gum with the zebra stripes, like that cartoon zebra fruit stripes. I think fruit stripes gum. You know, Bob, cartoon zebra. It's like a rainbow.
You mentioned this before,
dude. You chew that gum like three chews in, and it's done. It's cooked. It's old. You lose the flavor in like three chews. It's sick.
Juicy Fruit, though, is like notorious for it. Yes. If Juicy Fruit can just find a way to last three quarters, it'll go down. And they refuse to change their ways. They have got to find a way to last three quarters.
You think Big Red's okay.
I like Big Red.
You think the R&D people over at Juicy Fruit would have tried to figure out a way to make it last?
They're like the people over at Bluetooth.
They put out the product and they didn't want to approve on it.
Mikey V caught some strays, bro.
I thought he was
for the Bluetooth.
Did you read the comments?
Nah. I did, but I don't remember seeing anything about
everybody on this podcast. Everybody catches strays.
Yeah, that's
everybody.
My favorite, though, is when Mikey V will read the comments and someone comes at him and he goes back at them in the comments of the podcast.
Because
I'll be like, oh, this guy doesn't really know what he's saying.
I truly, honestly think, I mean this from the bottom of my soul. I really mean this. I think that I personally,
here we go.
If I clap back at somebody, I am persecuted and brought to the forefront in the spotlight more than any other person when I clap back. That I really honestly believe that. I really do. I think it's contrived. I'm contrived as a bully. I am not allowed to say back to anything else.
That's outrageous.
Okay. I don't know if I agree.
I'm
with
glad
that,
you guys
Mike.
Disagree. No, yeah. I'm happy you disagree.
I think Joey D takes a lot of heat at times. Now a lot of
people message me on the side and be like, why'd you have to message that guy?
I have a lot of run-ins with Joey D.
To my credit, Bob,
There it is. That's it.
No, but I'm being honest. Like, sometimes to my credit, like, I'll write something and I don't mean it in the context that it comes across. Like, you get banged sometimes.
It's pretzeled.
Yeah, sometimes you bang yourself because the way that someone reads or interprets a message could be very vastly different than how you intended it to be.
Hey, folks, Joey Coldcuts here. We interrupt this podcast segment to let you know that this podcast is proudly supported and sponsored by our friends at DraftKings. For all you NBA fans out there, the wait is over. Basketball is back, and DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA, is celebrating with an unbeatable offer. New customers can score $200 instantly in bonus bets for throwing down as little as $5 on the NBA. Win or lose, It don't matter. You're instantly starting the season off with a big time dub. And that's where we come in. As I said before, use our promo code DUMB, D-U-M-B, download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and receive $200 in bonus bets instantly for betting as little as $5. Only on DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort, licensee partner Golden Nugget Lake Charles, 21 and up age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See sportsbook.draftkings.com/basketball terms for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources. Now back to the program.
Yeah, I, and to my credit, everybody go around and say something that's good about them.
To their credit.
Yeah. Like, I'll take you on that, because my thing is, especially on the internet, and I've been doing
you
it
never,
a long
you
time.
You never, ever, I've never seen you come back at anybody. I don't think I've ever seen it once, ever. I got to give you credit on that.
You're going to lose the battle. No matter what's said, no matter how good your point is, you're going to lose the battle. You're never going to win. The only time I'll come back is if I joke back with them, like not go at them, but like, yeah, you're right, I am an asshole or something. Go to the ridiculous.
That's not even coming back.
That's when Bob's really pissed.
Yes. That's what I'm But the thing with Joe is like, if I'll message Joe on the side and be like, Joe, like, why do you got to do that? And like, you'll never get it to where it's just an immediate accountability. Like, my bad, Bob, you're right. He'll be like, I wasn't coming at him, Bob. And then the next message or three more after, then he'll say, okay, Bob, I see what
you're
saying.
At least Joe's laughing because he does know that's true.
He knows.
That's why I said that you're not the one who takes the most, because Bob messaged me on the side and I've gotten better. I take like subtle shots. If I,
Jet, you know, Jet really pissed me off yesterday, bro.
There was a battle.
Jet was taking such covert cheap shots at Ohio State and Kyle McCord that I just saw it and I was like, I just lost my mind. I was so mad.
It got chippy.
It got very chippy. I had to bring it up because it is good for people to hear it and understand what does go on an everyday basis with this group.
That was in the fantasy chat. Yeah. And it was like Bob DeSports versus Brilliantly Dumb at the same time.
Well, yeah. I will say, Jet is, and he's not going to like this one bit, Jet is a notorious Twitter troll. So that started on Twitter.
He called Kyle McCord Honda Accord McCord, and he called Drew Aller, the Penn State quarterback, like the Aller Ultima or something like that.
You know what happened? You know something like that. You know what must have happened?
Oh, good.
The Jet must have had Penn State.
He had to have
Penn State. Oh, or the over.
He was attacking both quarterbacks, though. He had Penn State. Yeah, that explains it. You know what?
Then,
now I'm not mad. I wish he had told me that right off the jump. Then I would have been like, I get it.
But the Jet is secretive with this stuff. He doesn't say.
And I know. That's betting superstition. I get that.
So he's pissed at Aller, but he's also saying that McCord is just junk.
I cannot co-sign that. That's a ridiculous
thing. 8:19 in the morning, he ain't answering.
No, he's definitely asleep.
I want to know if he had a bet on that game, because that does
he
make
did.
A lot of
I'm
sense.
I'm telling you.
Joe knows for a fact he says he had a
you
bet.
Do?
I know. I talked to him about it.
There you go. See? This is
we both had Penn State. We had Penn State.
You both had Penn State. Oh my God! So that's why it got to where.
But no, but no, 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 no. Let me say, I had Penn State with the points. I had Penn State with the points. They, him, and Tick had Penn State money line.
I'm going to tell you this right now. I did not bet that game for obvious reasons. I don't bet them when they play in big games. And the same thing with the Notre Dame game. And Joe, you know this because I said it on the Sportsman how many times. I honestly believed that this team was going to lose 3 or 4 games this year. I thought they were going to lose to Notre Dame. I thought they're going to lose to Penn State. And I thought they're going to lose to Michigan. So far, they've beaten both those teams. If I had to bet, on Saturday, I would have taken Penn State with the points. Well, I just would have.
They beat Penn State. The Notre Dame game, their defense should have lost. Them.
Yeah,
they should have lost. No. But they won. They won. But like the Penn State game, they actually played great. They played great.
Defense did. Yeah.
I will say though, and I hope Jet does hear this. I think Jet is a notorious Twitter troll.
There's no question.
That's how he started his career. That's how
he's very good. Because I watch, because I have all his tweets on alert. Every tweet he sends out, I get a notification on it. And that's the way I like it. And that's the way I'm going to keep it.
I will
He's very
this.
Good.
I
very
think good. You- if Jet comes at you, you're in a tough spot.
Yeah, you are, bro. He's vicious.
I have not seen him lose very much. He's like a pit bull, dude. He comes.
He is. I was actually going to say he's like one of those snakes in the baskets on like the Egyptian roads where they like, play.
Oh, the King Cobra
comes out and strikes.
Yeah, the King King Cobras. Yeah.
Yeah, he's a snake, bro. Like, not in a bad way. Not in a bad way. Like, doesn't not like
sound,
a snake.
I mean, doesn't sound.
No. Like, no. Because I know. Wait. Now, don't
put Bob. You're a real snake, but that's a good thing.
Wait. You're a real not a snake in the sense. Wait.
Not in the bad way, though. But you're a real great.
This guy, this is a pretzel job.
Not in the bad way.
Have you heard anybody say a snake is a good thing?
Not a snake in the sense that he's like sneaky, scumbaggy. Snake in the sense that when he strikes, if he locks those fangs onto you, he's going to inject the venom. That's what's going to happen. He could strike quickly and it's venomous. That's the way I was saying it. Not
I
like
will
snake,
say
like,
this. When the Jet is pissed off in our group, like with the Bob Does Sports crew,
it makes for good content.
But no one claps back. It's very rare.
Yeah, and I can
sometimes,
see why.
Sometimes I'll like do this silly stuff with him where I'll come back like I like, and then he just gets furious. And then I, what is going on out there?
I don't know. That scared the shit out of me. What was that?
Now, I think I thought I saw he had the backpack, the STIHL, which is
maybe
like
a pool cleaning.
That's like a chainsaw brand. So maybe he's like trimming trees and shit out there. That would be my
guess. Bro, I caught the tail end of that. You guys scared me.
That was wild. Oh, you got it. Now, listen, if you're only listening again, we encourage you to watch the YouTube, subscribe to the YouTube, because there's so many intricacies and things that you miss just listening.
Right.
I really
you,
feel like you have to watch the YouTube. I really do. I'm being honest.
And just to cap that off, Jet, yes, he is an internet troll. That is how he started his career. Me and Jet have had some. Me and Jet had a spur, and me and Jet are. I mean, we're like this. We're that's blood to me. We had a good week where me and him were going at it every single day, and it would get up. I mean, it would get. He can go with the best, and we would. Go. He got me to a point where I was screaming at him at the top of my lungs, screaming. But the good thing about Jet, which I really appreciate, when you're done with an argument, Joe's actually very good with this too. You could go at it with Joe, and you could want to fucking rip his head off, vice versa. With Joe, maybe even more than Jet. He's over it the next minute. It's like it didn't happen. He keeps
water
it moving.
Under the bridge.
That's important.
Yeah,
that's good. That's very important.
I hate
you can
people
have
who keep fucking tabs
grudges are pointless.
And grudges.
Yeah, grudges are pointless. They're pointless.
Keep a grudge. You got some problems, man.
I agree. Joe's just so erratic that like makes me think he like forgets. Like, you know how he'll be like screaming at a bet, and the next thing you know, turn and be like, Bob, it's order food. He's like, fuck the Ravens. Bob, pizza's here. Like, it's kind of like,
I got a bad case of ADD, I think.
I think we all do.
Yeah.
Bob's got the worst case I've ever
Yeah, your attention span is tough.
Bob, when I was in high school,
your attention span, you disagree, Bob? Your attention span's not tough?
Worse than Joe?
Oh, way worse. Way worse.
Really?
And I got prescribed for Ritalin. I'm telling you right now, dude, you
now we're violating HIPAA on the Brilliantly Dumb Show, but I guess it's not a violation.
You're
volunteering the information. That's fine. Okay.
I'm saying it straight out. I got a case of ADD that's, you know, not particularly great because I lose it. I am going a million miles a minute. But Bob, you're worse than me. I haven't finished.
Bob,
I have a
diagnosed issue, and I take prescription medication, but you're worse, far worse. Just understand that.
I'm just saying, my dad, he that's what he does. He diagnoses people who have these things, and he'd tell me like what the symptoms are. And I'm telling you right now, it's part of it is what makes Bob brilliant at what he does.
I didn't know your dad.
My dad's
I thought he was a history teacher, Joe.
No, he's got a master's in history, but he's learning disabilities and he's ahead of the board.
I know your dad's a very, very smart guy, but does he prescribe medicine? Is he a doctor?
No, he works at the school, and the kids who have learning disabilities and who have issues, they would send to him, and he was head of the board. So he would help them learn how to read, how to write,
he's specialized in special education.
Learning disabilities, yeah.
Special education.
Yeah, education.
I thought you were saying that he diagnoses that.
No, he knows how to diagnose based on symptoms that he
sees. If the student is brought to his attention with an issue, he could probably make a recommendation to go see a specialist to get medication.
I got you.
100%.
Okay. Yes.
I'm glad I'm here to break that down.
What I'm saying is he told me before I even got diagnosed with ADD that I
he
had.
He told you were.
Yeah. He's like, oh, you got a rabid case. He's like, your mind is going a million miles a minute. You're distracted. He used to say to me, blink and think, don't glare and stare. Like, he used to have all these things that he'd say to me.
That's a good one.
My head would be in the clouds. But I'm saying, I think part of Bob's ADD and his short attention. Can I finish?
Okay. But I don't have ADD.
I think.
Oh, should, you have no. But
let's part bring. Of, part we should of bring what, Mr. D on the next episode what, and diagnose.
I would
should
love
have a little
to.
Thing with
I would
Bob
love
and we'll
to
diagnose
bring
him God, on the show.
Would, okay, Bob go ahead, Joe. But I'm finish on what's wrong. Part, with
not say what's wrong with you. It's many people have ADD. It's not like you're a basket.
You're not like a leper. You're not like a leper or anything.
You know how many people have ADD? What I'm saying is part of it is what makes you brilliant at what you do, because your mind works differently than most people.
It's got a beautiful
going
mind.
A million miles.
So I'm like the Rain Man. I'm like the Rain Man. Is what
well,
you
Rain Man is also
degree,
very smart.
To a degree.
I don't
you,
know.
Mikey. Fuck you.
Bob has the highest sense of emotional and social intelligence I have ever seen in someone.
Oh, wow, the EQ. Joe, the EQ getting
really
a little
nice.
Bob, you could place Bob in the middle of the street amongst strangers, and he would be able to keep them entertained.
That's true.
And keep them happy and content. Like, you're able to read people and understand what they're looking for, and that's why you're so brilliant at what you do. But on the flip side, your brain goes if your brain was a battery, it would be like the Energizer Bunny. It would be going just like this a million times a minute, because you can't sit still. That's why you can't watch movies.
Bob's the type of guy that watches a movie and reads a book at the same time. Like, that's the type of guy Bob is. Like, in the old days, and now it's scrolling your phone, but everybody scrolls the phone. But like, in the old days, he'd be the kind of guy sit in front, watch a movie, but have a book and start reading the book while the movie's going.
Fuck you guys. Fuck
I just gave you such a big heart.
It was good. No, honestly,
Joe actually basically threw flowers at your feet for 20 minutes before he went on the
good.
ADD thing.
It was a roller coaster.
But, yeah, it was.
But Joe, you know, in life, you got to take the good with the bad, Joe, man. That's how it is.
When you were homeschooled, did when you woke up in the morning, right?
Yeah.
Do you just
guy with these questions, bro?
It's a good question.
This guy comes up with the most fucking insane questions and asks them at the most insane time ever, though. That's just he does.
I had one.
He called me last night. He called me last night before the huge Rangers game that we had, and he goes, "Joey, I just want to ask you before we get down to business here." I'm like, yeah. He's like, "If you were to die tomorrow, what's your biggest regret?"
Dude, what
am I?
Fuck
what am I getting
that,
interviewed
Bob?
For 60 minutes?
Yeah, what the fuck is that?
There's no one on the phone. It's just me and him.
This is 2020 with Barbara Walters.
Barbara.
I said Barbara Walters.
I had one for you the other day. I'm just a curious. What did I ask you, Mikey, the other day?
Something about my kids. I'm not getting into politics at all, but everything going on in the world. Like if I came home and saw Dominic watching the news. What's going on in the Middle East and in Gaza? Like, if he was watching that, would I be very disturbed by that? And I was like, Bob, he's 5 years old. He has no idea, no conception of war, politics, religion. It's actually why kids are so great, because they just have clear minds. They just don't give a shit about anything because they don't know any better.
Pure at heart.
So yeah, but that was an insane question. That was an insane question. Insane.
How was Dom's birthday, by the way?
Fantastic. He had a great time.
I care about Dom's birthday, but I just did want to ask you, like, when you got homeschooled, did you just wake up and then like go down to like the kitchen table and then your dad started the class, or like?
Oh, I taught myself.
Wait, hold on. Come on.
This is not real. This can't be real. Joe, what do you mean you taught yourself? You can't. You laid out your own lesson plans. Like,
they sent you the materials.
Okay.
They would send you. They would send you the books.
Right. Like, who is that? Who is that?
The school board would send you, like, for math, I'd have three booklets like this.
Okay.
Each book had 5 send-in tests that I had to complete and then send in to the school to be marked. And then at the end of the booklet, I had to go in to write a 2-hour exam at the school.
But
I was responsible for going through the material, learning it, reading it, and then write and basically teaching myself.
So they would just put your dad would put the book in front of you. You would just learn it and then take the test. Wild.
Yes,
but
my dad was at school. He wasn't teaching me. I was doing this at home by myself. And that's why when I went back to high school in grade 10, I had been doing curriculum in grade 9 that the school board was giving me when I went back to high school in grade 10. So I had done all of the stuff. I knew everything that I was doing. So I started, I'm not making this up, by the way, this is 100%.
This is true.
You can ask Nicole about this. So I went to school in grade 10. It was so easy for me that I started doing a side business where I would write papers and do like essays for people, and I would charge them money because I was an honor roll student. And like, I would charge like $100 or $200 a paper, and people, and I guaranteed a B or better.
This is true. His parents even told me.
You could ask Nicole. I'm not making this up, man. I'm not making this up.
No, I know you're not, because if you were, you'd have to be committed to a mental institution. If you were making this up, you would have to be committed to a mental hospital.
I
believe everything. It's just so wild to me. Joe, I'm trying to wrap my
brain
around.
My claim was B's or better.
Joe, I like, that's a good slogan.
Joe, let me ask you.
Yeah, I have a wild past, so, man. This was
so
wild.
Do you think though, like, okay, like you got homeschooled all those years to where when you showed up to grade 10, do you think from a social standpoint, in all seriousness, do you think from a social standpoint you were a little behind because you're not with
the people? I was socially awkward like you wouldn't believe. So we went to a private school, so we had to wear, I'll give you an example. One of my good friends to this day, Matthew Boffel, shout out to Matthew. He was in my class in homeroom, and we had we went to Notre Dame High School. It was a private school, so you had to wear like a uniform, like a whole thing. They had a thing like it was the first week of school where they were not allowing you, if you wore sneakers, like if you don't wear black dress shoes, if you wore sneakers, they would give you what's called a yellow slip, which would be a detention. So she's explaining this, our homeroom teacher. I put my hand up and, oh, the guy's back.
No, go on. Fuck off. Stop.
So I put my hand up, and Matthew, who is my friend to this day, is sitting next to me. And I said to the teacher, I go, so if you're wearing shoes like Matthew, that is grounds for a yellow slip. And she goes, yes. And at the spot, writes him a yellow slip for detention and gives it to him. And he looks over at me and is like, yo, what the fuck? I was intrigued. I was just curious. Or like we had a situation.
Joe, do you think socially, do you think you've caught up?
Oh, by leaps and bounds.
Yeah. Yeah.
This is one of the wilder. If you haven't watched, this is one of the wilder past 10 minutes of this podcast that has ever happened. I knew you were homeschooled, but I did not know the intricacies of everything.
I was homeschooled this probably is good for to 5 years from like grade 4 to like grade 9.
Yeah.
So and do you and regret- the first few years when I was young, my mom would actually, because we were little, my mom would give us the stuff. We would do the school and then we'd be done like a month or 2 months before regular school. So I'd be on summer vacation for ages. And ideally, I started homeschooling so I could play hockey and like go to, I was an athlete. I would go to like, you know, goalie school, or like I had a personal trainer I'd go through in the days. So the
this is the fucking wildest fucking story,
Mikey,
bro.
He was going, he was going to Nobu in July.
sadly, that's not the case. Sadly, such was not the case.
Ladies and gentlemen, we interrupt the Brantley Dumb Show to let you know that the Brantley Dumb Show is brought to you by the fine folks over at Athletic Greens. I use Athletic Greens every single morning. It gives me better gut health, more energy, an optimized immune system, and you just cannot go wrong. It's a terrific way for me to start my day. Athletic Greens supports better sleep quality and recover, supports mental clarity and alertness. You cannot go wrong. It's time to reclaim your health and arm your immune system with convenient daily nutrition, especially heading into flu and cold season. It's just one scoop and a cup of water every single day. That's it. No need for a million different pills and supplements to look out for your health. Just one scoop into some water and you're good to go. To make it easy, Athletic Greens is going to give you a free 1 year supply of immune supporting vitamin D and 5 free travel packs with your first purchase. All you have to do is visit athleticgreens.com/dumb. Again, that is athleticgreens.com/dumb to take ownership over your health and pick up the ultimate daily nutritional insurance. Get Athletic Greens today.
All right.
Hey, yeah, better late than never, Joe. Fuck.
Fellas, we got a little bit of an issue here because I can do this podcast for 3 hours. Problem being is we have a call at 12 o'clock. Okay, we haven't been into the buy or sell segment. We still got a top five, and I do need a quick word from Yaman, who's called me back, because I do need to know if that's what started that argument. Yams, so, you're live here on the Brantley Dumb Show.
Oh, the and Jets. Now,
you can't hear the guys, but they can hear you. I got a quick question in regards to you and Mikey V going at each other's necks yesterday. Did you have a bet on Penn State?
I did.
So would you say that led to the hostility that you gave towards the Buckeyes?
No, not at all. The hostility, this had nothing to do with the bet. One, I had a bet on Penn State, and I was talking about the Ohio State quarterback who I thought was playing poorly, but Penn State lost. So that has nothing to one.
Well, that's why you were, but that's what I'm saying. That's why you were pissed off and took it out on Mikey, possibly.
But I didn't take – Mikey came after me. Can I explain to you what happened?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, so we're watching the Penn State-Ohio State game. I'm watching the game. I had a bet on Penn State, and
he can Gus hear you Johnson
– what's that?
No, they can hear you now, vice versa.
Okay, Gus Johnson will not stop referring to Marvin Harrison Jr. as Maserati Marv, and it was pissing me off. He was like, Maserati Marv. Okay? So both quarterbacks were playing like ass. So as a joke, I sent a tweet out, and it was calling McCord Honda Accord McCord, right? It was
there you have it. Very good, by the way. Very good.
Yeah, it was a
it was great.
It wasn't a shot at McCord. It just because Gus Johnson was pissing me off about this Maserati Marv. I called Accord Honda Accord McCord. And
what did you call Jet? What did you call Drew Aller? Because that was good too.
It was Nissan Altima Aller. it was first Altima Aller. It was a shot at Gus Johnson. And the next morning, I open up Twitter and I see Mikey V has responded to me.
Oh no!
Ohio State at me that I had nothing to do. Now, am I a notorious Ohio State hater? Yes. Do I think they have the most obnoxious fans in the country? Yes. But this did not have anything to do with that. And once Mikey V came after me, he opened the door for me to just.
And boy, did he clap back!
Sure okay. Did. Thank you, Yaman.
Love you, Jet.
We love you. We just wanted to get that take because, again, I originally was on. I thought Mikey got very hostile with you, but come to think that that stemmed from a bet. I do have a little bit different of a view on it now, to be honest.
Yes, but it more so stems from a tweet. Like, I've long form not liked Ohio State, but I don't have it was an objective view of their quarterback. They were both.
Jet, are you still of the stance that you think McCord is a bad quarterback?
Yes.
see, that's the core. That's the core issue right here. That's the core issue.
I got another problem. Like, I don't like going after like college kids who like aren't getting paid, though they probably are getting paid.
Or he's like getting paid.
And I'm sitting here like trashing them. So I don't like to like say like they're bad.
He's getting paid. You could trash him.
Another thing, you weren't making sense because you're like, he's a rookie quarterback. Cut him some slack. He's this and this step. I just watched the game with my eyes and I said, this guy's another Ohio State game. And he just didn't play well. And I was like, this guy's bad. And it was a fucking shot at Gus Johnson, not even at the fucking kid. So
you mean you called the kid a Honda Accord?
But it was a joke.
Honda Accords are reliable.
No, I know it was a joke. And by the way, a very good joke. I thought the joke was
you
great.
Do you think that Mikey V was out of line yesterday?
Oh, listen to this now.
It's a serious
question. No, hang on a second. I don't think he was out of line coming, like, defending his team. But once you open the door to the, like, he's going to get hot in that kitchen. And all I did.
100%. And I knew that.
Okay, so I don't even think there's an issue. I think it was a friendly discussion, but then
that's correct.
He started pointing at like championships and he started pointing at stats. And
he did go to the championship thing. You know what it is? He did. Mikey, it's one of us, and I never do it. It's like same with the Yankees 27 World Series.
I didn't. Okay.
It is. You did, but you did go there, Mikey. You did. And that I don't think is a good – I don't think you go for the titles or the championship. Again, that would be like us doing the 27 World Series with the Yankees.
Yeah, I don't do that.
Not hear me
that.
Go out.
No, I that avoid argument. That. I
Unless
avoid
it's
that.
Against Teddy, who Teddy gets very out of line.
Yeah, well, Red Sox, different story.
And maybe Jet was out of line. Okay, Jet. The problem we have is we have a call in 19 minutes and we have not gotten anywhere on the show. But can you give me one more Gus Johnson Maserati McCord?
Maserati Marv.
McCord sends it to Maserati.
I love Gus Johnson.
All right, thank you, Yaman. What a display from the kid. Dude, he was on today, man.
Yeah, he was.
He was. Hold on, let me just plug these back in.
Yeah, see, I don't think there's no hostility there whatsoever.
There's no hostility.
I just for him to say that McCord is not good is just to me is a wild take. It's just a wild take. You can't say that. Can't say it. You can't.
This Bazooka Joe would still hold its own.
No way. There's no way.
It is the Joe baby.
Yeah, I wish people could have saw how hot that group chat got yesterday. It was wild. Fellas, we got to get into it now. We're going to be doing our buy or sell. Mikey V, why don't you go ahead, give us the buy or sell, and then we're going to head into the top five.
Yeah, I'm going to buy this week. I'm usually a seller, but I'm going to buy this week. I'm going to buy and give a major shout out. Jacksonville State Gamecocks football team. 5-2 or 6-2 on the season. They just converted over to FBS from FCS. Caden Creel, big fan of the program. Quarterback on that roster for the Jacksonville State Gamecocks. Big fans of the program. Apparently the whole locker room and the whole team are fans of the program. Jacksonville State. Yeah. We're going to be Jacksonville State fans the rest of the way. Buying Jacksonville State, buying them very, very big this week against FIU on Wednesday. Go Cox.
You know what Mikey B does? I don't know if you've ever seen Barstool Sports Advisors, which is one of my favorite show. They always do a bit on Stu Feiner because he uses the platform to like pump different things and help his different relationships and friendships.
I'm buying Jacksonville State, Bob.
That's like
somebody from that team followed him.
Mikey B.
The quarterback, Caden Creel. He's a bit, but Joe, he said he's got a lot of the teammates are fans of the program. They said they're big fans. I said, there you go.
Go Cox.
Fine by me. Right. Go Cox.
Go Cox.
Go Cox. That's right.
You really, this guy's one of the sickest. It's unbelievable.
The buy or sell is a personal part of the show. It's a personal segment.
Yeah, he's not wrong.
I could buy or sell whatever I please. And this week I'm buying the Cox.
I thought you were gonna buy Pavia.
That's he's for the sportsman. He's a problem.
By the way, Mikey B, let's get that only subs promo in while you can too, please.
No, if you want to join the only subs brotherhood, we got listen, we're giving out 10 picks a week, 3 college football minimum, 5 NFL minimum. You know, and it's really something else. It's something different. 5 Sunday picks, Monday night pick, Thursday night pick. We're picking it around 60% for the year. Daily workouts as well on there. Special community, exclusive group chats, exclusive IG lives.
Okay, moving
subscribe
it,
today. Thank
moving right along. That's
right. Joey D. You asked me to do it, Bob. Don't ask.
Joey D, buy or sell.
I'm selling this week. The NFL's got to get this under control, man. It's becoming. Well, I don't want to just say officiating. I'm going to go more specific. The past interference call has, for all intents and purposes, it's starting to ruin games. I don't know if you watched the end of that Colts game with the Browns.
I didn't.
The Browns basically were gifted a touchdown at the end of the game, and a game that, for all intents and purposes, should have been over. I'm not saying to get rid of that pass interference call. I'm just saying
you can't get
the fact that an offensive pass interference call is 10 yards and a defensive pass interference call can be 50 yards is just simply ridiculous. And a lot of teams now will simply heave a ball up with the intention of hopefully getting or drawing a pass interference. And it's just not okay. It's a disadvantage big time for these defensive players. And the other problem is, the gum finally lost. It's good. The other problem is the fact that there's just no consistency with the officiating when it comes to pass interference. There are some officiating refs and games where you'll watch where they'll let them be chippy and go back and forth. And then the next game you watch and they don't let anything. There needs to be consistency with that call. And I don't know if you go to college and you like the college route and you make it a 15-yard penalty. And then that's the way to go. Or I think in another way, I think maybe what you do is towards the end of the game, so it can't end the game on a pass interference like yesterday, the coach should have an opportunity to challenge a pass interference call. So, for example, yesterday the ball was thrown so high over the receiver's head that he couldn't even physically have made the catch. That should not be a pass interference. And if it's thrown, they should have the opportunity to challenge and overturn it.
I love the sell. I agree with the sell, and I actually agree with the two things that you said. I think, A, you move it to the college rule, I think, for sure, because you could go from the 40-yard line to the 1-yard line in a matter of seconds in one play. You do it to the 15-yard rule, and then I like the challenge, too. I think you should be able to challenge it. Everybody says quarterback's the hardest position, which I do. I get it. I know that it is, but you'll be tough-pressed to see if the defensive back might be hard, because to be a cornerback,
corners, it's awful, man.
Stick with
difficult.
These guys. I mean, step for step.
Oh, my God, it's ridiculous. And then for half the time, the wide receivers are pushing them. I think Mikey V made a good point once. He said the best officiating is when you don't recognize they're on the field. When there's a call that literally pushes an entire football field length to like the 1-yard line, that is just, it's got to be a blatantly bad play by the defensive back where he basically prevented the receiver who was going to catch the ball to not make the catch.
In a nutshell, if you watch that Giants-Bills game from a couple, 2 weeks ago, the Monday night game or the Sunday night game, they called the pass interference on the play before the last play of the game. And the last play of the game was even more egregious, I think.
Yes.
But they literally refused to call it because they don't want the game to end that way because they had just given them one. There's no consistency. I agree.
Do you agree with the 15-yard that they should go to college, though, Mikey?
That's tough to say that, though. I do think that's tough. The one call that I've been harping on for them to change is defensive holding. Defensive holding, to me, is almost worse. Defensive holding is more ticky-tack, and if they call it on a 3rd and 23, you get an automatic first down. I said they should change that to a 10-yard penalty, no automatic first. Instead of 5 yards, give them 10 yards. If that gets them a first down, it gets them a first down. But it's not like they just get bailed out on a 3rd and 40, and it's all of a sudden it's an automatic first, because I think that's a lot more ticky-tack, the defensive holding penalty. So I think they should change that. I don't think they could change the PI, because if you do get a blatant one, and now it's only 15 yards, but the guy would have caught. They're going to tackle receivers that are wide open. If it's going to be a bomb, you're going to tackle that receiver if it's only going to cost you 15 yards.
To be honest, though, I agree, but you don't see them do that in college. I mean, you don't see them just blatantly.
So college, I got to look at the exact rule, because the other day I was looking at, somebody got fouled in the end zone and the ball automatically got placed at the two on a pass interference in the end zone.
It's a 15
yard. So I got to see exactly. Yeah. Yeah. But I still think it should be a spot foul. But I agree that there's just no, the problem is the consistency.
The coach should be at least allowed to challenge it, or they should be able to like, basically, once the deal is made, like once the call is made, you're screwed one way or another. You can't do anything.
I like the challenge, but I don't see why you shouldn't be able to challenge it.
I thought that they had broached that before. I thought they had broached that previously.
Well, I'll tell you what.
Good sell.
Talk to the Colts, man, because they got banged yesterday.
I'm gonna go into the to mine, and then we will jump into the top five. Is a big sell. Caleb Williams. Without question. I mean, this guy, first off, asking for equity or ownership in whatever team that he goes to is one of the, before he even plays a snap. I mean, come on, the guy
he's
is going to get
two games
paid.
In a row since he said that.
He said that, and then what's even worse, and look, maybe that's coming from his team, maybe that's coming, but still, it's still the same thing. And then if that's the case, shame on his team, shame on his agent, whoever is doing that. And then, did you see the interview he had after the Notre Dame game where he talked about that fan that approached him and he talked about his size 12 and a half shoe?
No.
It is one of, and I always liked the guy, it is one of the all-time cringiest, worst interviews I have. Like, a guy who had the world by the balls, and then he goes into this interview and I instantly dislike the guy. It's so bad, and he talks about this Notre Dame fan that came up to him when they had rushed.
I saw that video of the fan going up to him. I saw.
Obviously, the fan shouldn't have done, but his response was the worst. He talks about, you know, at the end of the day, I go into my size 12 and a half shoe, and anybody would love to be in my shoes. This guy really has no affiliation to his school. He doesn't do any, like, it was an all-time bad.
I mean, that's the worst route that a pro athlete can go.
Yes.
Is the I'm a pro athlete and you're not route, because yes. it's very ugly.
It's the equivalent of clapping back on Instagram.
And by the way, 12 and a half shoe is not really impressive, Caleb Williams, if you're listening. I'm a 14. I mean, Caleb will take a walk. I mean, Caleb Williams has banged himself incredibly. He's not only since he said that, Bob, not only has he lost two straight games, he lost to Notre Dame and he lost to Utah. He's now not even close to being the Heisman favorite anymore. He's not going to win the Heisman again. That dream is out the window. When he was on a realistic pace to be the first person since Archie Griffin to win back-to-back Heismans, that's off the table. And all of this shit that you're saying is going to – listen, I still think that teams are going to move heaven and earth to draft him, but it's showing things that are definitely – concerning and red flags moving forward. Yeah, you're getting a little window wash there.
Mikey, can you just, do you have a shoe by you? Can you show me the shoe? I'd be so curious to see that.
Oh, he's got big feet. He's got big feet.
Holy shit.
Wow. It doesn't fit in the screen.
No, all right, boys, we got a rapid fire top five coming in again.
Yeah.
I hate to cut us short because this is a good one. This is a good one. Here. Very good. We got a big call at 12 o'clock. So we're going to be doing this. My top five that we did, it's going to be top five most desired brands, most top five desired sponsorships for the Brilliantly Dumb Show. I'm happy to sort of look, no right or wrong answers here. This is just personal preference. Top five ideal sponsorships. Number five, I got Rao's. I don't care if it's the restaurant. I don't care if it's the sauce, whatever way we can get Rao's, I would take. Give me Rao's at five. Number four, you guys might not see it coming, but it would make a lot of sense. We talk about it all the time. What if the NFL was sponsored by the Brilliantly Dumb Show? Or the Brilliantly Dumb Show.
Brilliantly Dumb Show sponsored by the NFL.
NFL.
That would be ideal.
It'd be hysterical.
That's ridiculous. I couldn't even.
I would love it. Manifest it, Mikey.
Yeah, sure.
If you don't think Mikey V is going to fire off a DM to Roger Goodell, number three, I hate to do it. It's the last time we are going to mention them. That's it. We've done our part. Mikey V did another review for them.
Yeah.
I'm saying it one more time, and then they're out. Wendy's is number three. That's the end of that. Number two, Jersey Mike's. Yeah, Jersey Mike's that. Number two. I love me some Jersey Mike's. The Jersey Roots. I think it's an unbelievable sub. Although pub subs are really creeping up on Jersey Mike's. They're unbelievable. It's like a down south type thing. Pub subs. Keep an eye out for that. And then number one, this has no bias whatsoever. The finest material in the game. You see the polo. You see the two sweatshirts. Breezy Golf. That's breezygolf.com, the official sponsor of the Brilliant Dumb Show right now, and hopefully for a long, long time, if they're willing to have us. One could say that they are. That is weird. Breezygolf.com. Bada bing, bada boom. Breezy Golf at one. Joey D, we head on over to you.
All right. I this is tough for me because I want, you know, when you say ideal sponsorships, I'm thinking, okay, what would be the best? So I've done a collection of, I think, some of the best potential sponsors. Mm. And number five, I'm going to go Gatorade. I think Gatorade.
I like that. I would consider that. I like that a lot. I like that a lot.
You know, I'd like them to create a slogan for me, like, go like Joe. You know how they be like Mike, you know, like something like that. That'd be really cool. Could you imagine? Yeah.
No.
He had a good thing going. He had a real good thing going.
It was so good. It was so good. Now the guy wants a Michael Jordan campaign from Gatorade.
I'm joking, you idiots. I'm just saying, could you imagine? Could you imagine? I think Gatorade would be great. I love
Gatorade. I love Gatorade. The play is great play. I love Gatorade. I'm all for it.
It was making a joke. You guys bought it hook, line, and sinker. Okay, at number four, I'm going to go with Ferrari. I think Ferrari would be a dream cart. Why, Bob? Why is the face?
Nothing. No face. No face at all. I'm sure they'll get
it. It's ideal. I'm not going to get it. I'm saying this would be ideal. You guys never dreamt of driving a Ferrari before?
I'm not a big car guy.
Neither am I.
Ferrari, I'll keep it moving. Ferrari at four. At number three, Tim Hortons. Tim Hortons to me would be just iconic, you know, because you got the Canadian background. It would be like one of the forefront sponsorships that I would be able to, like, you know, it would be unbelievable. I would love to be the face of Tim Hortons. And number two, we're going to go Carbone. Bob's got Rayos. To me, Carbone seems like, you know, just as good as it gets, to be able to go in there and just eat at that fine establishment whenever I want, get the sauces sent to me. Check me off for that. Number one, you want to talk about, you know, we travel a lot. We're on the move a lot. Give me NetJets at number one. Being able to travel in luxury and style and not have to worry about the unpleasantries of economy flying, I think that would be really special. Really, really special. Mike, not to say it's going to happen, but it would be nice.
Mike, give me your thoughts.
Number one, Waldorf Astoria Hotels.
I actually have in my honorable mention, I have a hotel chain.
Okay.
Very good.
Did you have Waldorf Astoria in particular?
No, at Four Seasons.
Oh my God. Yes.
That's my honorable mention.
This guy really hits his demographic.
Really, really. He does.
Definitely Bob, you got to think of what's the convenience.
All right, Mikey.
Which one did you guys have an issue with? Ferrari? I could take Ferrari out. You know?
No, what I was going to put
in instead of Ferrari, Mikey? I thought about it.
What?
Sony. I was going to
fuck
Sony.
Sony, bro. Why would you do that? No.
Because they got TVs. They got PlayStation.
Do they have TVs? Do they have TVs?
They got
pieces of junk that are going to break the day after your warranty expires. They got that. I'm a Samsung. I'm back to Samsung. I should have never moved off Samsung.
This TV,
gone tomorrow. Gone. Replaced tomorrow. Gone. Samsung. Gone tomorrow. That's serious. Costco just sent me the text message. All right. Number five. Last resort. Last time, like Bob said, this is it. I had to put them in the five hole because, quite honestly, I can't put them any higher right now. They're not giving back the respect that we deserve.
I think they gave up on us, man.
I think they did, and it's pathetic. They it is. It is. And Wendy's, this is it, Wendy's. That's it.
Say goodbye
this
to Wendy's.
This is the last mention of Wendy's at five. Four, give me Peloton. I've been in the Peloton camp for quite some time now. I always said I would love a Peloton sponsorship. I'd love to be an instructor on Peloton. I think I would be a good common man instructor for Peloton. I think I would push and drive people. I think that would be a good fit. Peloton, consider it. Number three, Dunkin'. I think Dunkin' would be a really good sponsor for this show. Dunkin' Donuts.
I think America runs on Duncan. The Brilliant Dumb Show runs on Duncan. I just think it would be a good play on words and Duncan products to me. You know, I enjoy their coffee. I know Bob has his, you know, he likes his upper class coffee, but I'm a Duncan guy. Well, I mean, true, Bob. You're more
blue
of a
bottle guy.
Starbucks is just a better coffee. Pound for pound.
I disagree. I think Starbucks is too much.
It's not even close.
Okay. All right. Number two, Modelo. I'm a Modelo guy. I love Modelo. I've been a Modelo drinker quite some time. I do just think I like their commercials. I like their marketing. Love their beer. Modelo at number two. And then number one, not to copy Bob, but you know, I'm wearing it. Joe's wearing it. Bob's wearing it. You see the hat. You see the hooded sweatshirts. You see the polo. There's only one place to go. That's breezygolf.com to get your... What's the matter, Joe?
What? We already have Breezy. This is... Why would you put Breezy if we already have it?
We want them for a lifetime, Joseph.
Yeah, we need.
We have them for a lifetime.
Well, they don't technically sponsor.
This is misleading because now I look like a piece of shit for not putting Breezy on my
list. You sure do.
That's ridiculous. Top five ideal sponsors as ones that you wanted to get.
But they're not our sponsor for the. They don't sponsor this show yet.
That's not true. The Brilliant Dumb Show is brought to you by the fine folks over at Breezy Golf. That is true. But sometimes, Joe, dreams do come true. One could say your dreams have come true.
I'm so aloof now because, like, I don't understand why you said top five sponsors you would like to have, and we already have Breezy.
We reached our goal, Joe.
I mean, you know, this is a pretzel job. Now I look like the bad guy, man. This is really. Did you guys corroborate this?
No, we didn't. No. Sub Breezy out. Sub Breezy
Joe,
out.
Well, Joe, or no,
sub
Joe,
make Ferrari in. Out. Put Breezy in for
Joe,
Ferrari.
No, Joe, put him in your honorable mention.
No, that's even worse.
Yeah, it sure is.
Okay. I'm doing McDonald's honorable mention. I just think it would be really, really cool. I'm like, I know you're not big on them, but just to have McDonald's would be, I think, really, really cool. And just a big old power statement.
My honorable mention is Taco Bell.
Good honorable mention.
But I want Ferrari out for Breeze.
Okay. I have American Express as the honorable mention.
Wow.
Don't leave home without it.
It's a really good one.
I love American Express. You know the problem is?
Great like customer wedding, service.
The problem is like the wedding venue. I want to book everything on my American Express. They won't take it. They won't take American Express.
Of course they won't take it.
What do you mean, of course they won't?
A lot of places won't take America, especially for something like that. They're not going to take Amex.
Yeah, it's a bang job.
Yeah, right. Right.
Well, I would have loved
I'm points. Surprised they're taking a credit deposit. Usually they want cash deposit or check.
That's so.
I said a cash deposit. Yeah. They charge my credit card.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, just a fantastic, wild episode there of the Really Dumb Show, but a damn good one. Folks, we love you. We appreciate you. Giuseppe D, Mikey V. We'll see you next time. Another edition of the Really Dumb Show.